Stopping point 3.
Today, all is calm outside the priory. Nothing but the sound of leaves rustling in the wind, a cowbell in the distance, footfall on the path. Nothing to disrupt this beautiful day. And yet, the history of the priory mirrors the violent history of mankind. In 1099, the Crusaders took Jerusalem, where there was such slaughter that our men waded in blood up to the ankles, wrote one of them. The man who led them to victory, Godfrey of Bouillon, was to found the Order of Canons of the Holy Sepulchre, the monastic order that are to be found in Marceval a few years later. Let us listen to Olivier Poisson, inspector of historical monuments.
Devant la façade, ce qui est le plus impressionnant, c'est les lignes, mais aussi les couleurs et les matières de ce bâtiment.
The most impressive thing about the front of the building is the architectural lines, along with the colors and materials of the building. It is this brown-hued, almost golden color, this pink marble. And if you take a closer look, the white marble and the red marble of the lintel. If you get the midday sun shining vertically over this facade, all the lines which separate the elements of an almost perfect assemblage can be seen at once. And this is possibly one of the most characteristic features of great 12th century Romanesque art, made up primarily of walls, surfaces where light comes into play.
Et là, on se rend compte qu'on n'est pas devant une petite église de campagne qui ressemblerait à une humble maison ou à une bergerie.
And that's when you realize that you're not standing before a mere country church, which might resemble a lowly house or a sheepfold. The edifice before us is extremely ambitious. So who came here to build it? Well, it's all to do with the history of East and West, of the Crusades in the 12th century. After taking Jerusalem, which was in Muslim territory, the West thought that they would retain the Holy Land and set up quite a kingdom. And the Order of Canons of the Holy Sepulchre was there to look after the financial upkeep of Christ's tomb. And along with many others, the order established itself all over Europe. And here in Marceval, through an act of generosity, they were given this village. And they came here and built a priory, which fully reflects the ambitions of the undertaking.
No matter what the era, the country or the religion, there are, and there always will be, pilgrimage and pilgrims. Delphi in Greece, Ise in Japan, Mecca in Saudi Arabia, and of course Santiago de Compostela in Spain.